This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
About today being Labor Day and all, and you are up. You know, one of the things that we can do, Victoria, is go through the list of all the great things you can do for Labor Day. You may have time to do that, depending on what else. We're going to reveal a number of secrets here today, including how you can win a Works power washer. We are giving away today a fabulous Works power washer worth a couple of $100. No, what is it, about $400 or $500, I think. So that's today, a nice contest for you to relax in, if you will. Maybe you get all excited about stuff like that. Maybe you get all worked up about stuff like that. Trust me, getting worked up about anything's not worth it. I'll tell you that story a little bit later on. Meanwhile, Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer has the day off. I'm Doug Steffen. Monday, September the 7th. Yep, Labor Day 2020 is upon us. A lot of politicking going on today, but maybe the thing that's on most people's minds, at least at the moment, is the weather's contributing to the fires in California. I talked to both of my children yesterday, and where my son lives in West Hollywood, it was 108 in his backyard. Where my daughter lives in Westwood, which is just right off the 405 near UCLA, it was 111, and there were places a little beyond the Inland Empire, and when you go out to the Bakersfield, Victorville, I think, in 114. So that's not doing much to help the fires. What situational stuff do you info-wise have for us, Victoria?
Well, 36,000 acres have burned already in the state of California, so much so now that Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency for 5 counties, and this happened late Sunday night. And in Fresno, Madera, and Mariposa counties, where the Creek Fire is burning, San Bernardino and San Diego counties, where the El Dorado Fire and the Valley Fire are burning, those are the 5 counties now that have declared a state of emergency. A couple hundred people, because of the long weekend, they were camping in the Mammoth Pool Reservoir, mm-hmm. and they had to all be, 200 people had to be airlifted out of the campsite because the fires approached on both sides and people were trapped. And these fires moved along pretty quickly. So I think as of right now, rescue crews are able to get everyone out. I don't believe there are any fatalities, but this is just, like you said, the weather is contributing to this.
Yeah.
It's a really serious thing. And one of the dumbest things, and I know this is like a thing that people are obsessed with, one of these fires was sparked by a gender reveal party. And
you want to explain what that is?
When a couple is expecting a child and they don't know what the sex of the baby is, they make these elaborate, it's like promposals. There are these huge elaborate things, and some of them have pyrotechnics, and sometimes it's simple, like you pop a balloon and you find out if it's, you know, pink or blue, or a cake, you cut into it, things like that. But now everyone's gotten so elaborate, there are fireworks and all kinds of stupid stuff, and that's what this one couple did, and they had this smoke-generating pyrotechnic device at the party to help reveal the gender of their baby, and it sparked a huge fire in San Bernardino County. The El Dorado Fire started from this on Saturday morning, and it's now grown to over 7,000 acres as of very early this morning. That's how far this fire has spread. Evacuations were ordered for lots of different communities in that area, and more than 500 personnel, our firefighters, are there trying to combat this fire, all because some stupid couple wanted to have pyrotechnics in incredibly dry heat with a heat wave. It's just, people are so clueless and selfish, and now all this land has been destroyed because someone and their stupid baby want to have a party for it. Clearly, you can tell, I think, they're ridiculous parties.
Well, one other thing, we've entered into the age of, it's all about me. It's the me.
Yeah, it's like, remember, who cares? Everyone has babies. No one cares.
Yeah, well, they care, but that doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do. Again, common sense seems to be so lacking, or is it just it's all about me? There's going to be a combination. It's a volatile combination of both of those things, me too, and the fact that it's, you know, there's just, it's amazing. I see it all the time on the farm. Yesterday I was driving a tractor and a baler and a wagon up the road, and instead of just people passing, they stop when they see you in the middle of the road. And I'm saying, what are you stopping in the middle of the road for? Well, because I don't know what to do. I said that to this woman who pulls up in the middle of the road, and she's scared. She says, I'm afraid. I said, what are you afraid of? Yeah. She says, well, it's so big, and this is such a small road. Good God, where are we in the world? Okay, so there's that to deal with. Then in Detroit, police there apparently barred from using certain tactics against peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters. This is probably a good conversation for you and Jennifer to have, perhaps, but because this was going on over the weekend, needs to be reviewed a little bit. There's a 2-week restraining order in effect to the group Detroit Will Breathe after it sued, claiming that authorities were using excessive force on demonstrators. You know, I saw something, and I saw it over the weekend, and then I put it in my mind, and now I'm not finding the exact story about what some of the Border Patrol agents are doing, these sort of cliques or... Did you see that by
any no.
chance? It's kind of how they process people and how things are. It was really pretty disgusting. We've allowed the police are there not for their benefit, other than they get paid for their service. They're there to benefit other people. And more of these things come up. You know, and I feel like I have to say, because I'm obliged to say, you know, most police are good, yada, yada. That should be a given. But if we can't do something to, A, route out the bad ones, or better yet, to, when they're applying for the job, make sure the people who are not qualified don't get it. I heard from somebody in New York who said, well, we have a quota. We've got to get more people in. They've been hiring people who have been in jail, people with records, people who are not desirable under most circumstances, but because supposedly they need bodies. Well, why would you put a body in there just to have a body if the body's not going to do anything but make more of a mess?
Oh, do you mean in the police force?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have to, if someone retires, this is something that a lot of people in New York want to change. The current law is, the way the unions are set up with the police, if someone retires, then they have to fill that position. And a lot of people have said, we actually don't need to lose any jobs, but when people retire, we shouldn't replace that person. And that's one way we can, you know, reform the police office, the police departments, and scale down. And so, that's a pretty common sense approach, but, you know, it's controversial. A lot of people feel very divided on the whole reforming of the police issue.
Yeah. Well, reforming the police is something that's mandatory as far as I'm concerned. Reforming all public service entities is mandatory. We really need to get to the bottom. The teachers' unions are a real problem as well. Same kind of
thing. What was happening at the border? I didn't quite get what you saw.
It was discovered that there's some sort of secret group. And the reports that I'm not able to find. Wait a minute, here it is. Okay, the Border Patrol made a video showing a migrant killing an innocent victim in a dark alley, and so.
Oh, this was like a fabricated video, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it was staged. It wasn't real. I guess it was to justify their jobs or to try to make it seem like that's what happens every day.
Create support for the president's depiction of migrants. It's called The Gotaway. And this video ends with this stabbing victim bleeding and dying on the ground, that sort of stuff. Every apprehension matters is the message on the screen. The message fades to a headline about killing of the Kate Steinle thing in San Francisco. I mean, there are plenty of people who are coming into this country. I was talking about that on Thursday morning, I think. There are all these people that are coming across the border that have no business being here. And so I maintain that we ought to be reviewing. It's kind of like the police and the people you put in the service are, you know, we wouldn't just hire a teacher without having her or him very thoroughly vetted. And the same thing ought to be true for police and for these Border Patrol agents. It's just, I find it to be post that got away was produced by the Border Patrol's El Centro sector, which is the Imperial Valley of California. And
it's a propaganda video. I mean, that's
basically
what it is. But the problem, though, is that I did hear about this at the beginning of the weekend. A lot of people didn't realize that it was staged. People thought that it was a viral video, that it was real. Right. And that's part of the problem. Propaganda is incredibly misleading. And we have a lot of that in our world right now, whether it's on social media or deep fakes
and all
political
sides.
Stuff. You have to be so careful where you get your quote-unquote news from, because sometimes it's not news at all.
Well, people are getting, it isn't news. It's not necessarily the news. That sort of thing. It is fake news. But if it agrees with your point of view on things,
well, that's the problem.
Did you see on the news? You know, whether it's MSNBC, CNN, Fox, those are the three biggest culprits. But there are other. I saw GN. Did you see that? WGN started a 24-hour news service that basically touts itself as the facts only, no opinion, no sidebars. No, just story after story after story, and it might be. I watched it a little bit here and there over the weekend and thought it was pretty well presented, frankly. So let's see if that gets someplace. Is there a lot of people like me and you who I couldn't be bothered wasting my time watching that drivel that's on Fox and MSNBC. It's just drivel. All it is drivel. It's, if you want a point of view, I mean, it's not in the sense that you're listening to a radio program. It may have stuff on it that you agree with, and that's why you like listening to it, so you can watch TV. But don't, you know, I heard today that, you know, okay, you can hear all kinds of things today. That doesn't mean what you're hearing is accurate or legitimate or has any real value, you know, other than to shore up your points of view, which not necessarily, that's not the news, folks. Ding, 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 ding. 18 after the hour on the Monday, Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, DJV program. We're always here as much as we can be on the holidays to make sure you know that we are connected and you want to be connected. Here's one of the things that I started talking about, the weight loss mistakes that people make in relationship to taking Calitrin. Program, as you know, brought to you by Calitrin, which is the number one way to lose weight. It's a simple way, doesn't have any drugs, doesn't have any stimulants in it. If you go to toploss.com, you can see how the program works. And one of the things that people do that's a mistake is to drink sodas and sports drinks when you are having a good time, you've lost a couple of pounds. Okay, I'm going to have a Coca-Cola. These beverages, even the diet drinks, are very unhealthy for you. So don't. And just drink mineral water. You enjoy the bubbles. Add some lime or lemon juice. That's kind of cool too. But don't be rewarding yourself with some of those horrible sugary drinks. Next up, the focus on how you get onto the program. You want to lose weight and be successful. A lot of times there's a rebirthing. A lot of radio stations change format at Labor Day. People seem to, in the old days, we would actually come back from vacation and go to work. I don't know how, you know, there'll be people going back to work and back to school, but some of it's still going to be virtual. There's nothing virtual about toploss.com or Calitrin. All the information is at that website. There's so much of it. You can spend a lot of time. But if you feel like it really is your time to lose the weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV when you're checking out. You have to pay shipping. You can take advantage of the weight loss formula that millions of people around the world have been using over the past 20-some-odd years. And now, for Labor Day, buy three and get three free. Buy as many as you want and get the equal number free. Get that at toploss.com, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget that discount code, DJV.
Tech, With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Music time on this Monday. It's the 7th of September, DGV show. Victoria Keelan and Doug. Jennifer's off today. Happy Labor Day. We got Ozzy Osbourne to fill us with the crazy, just plain crazy. My name is John Michael Osbourne, but not many people call me John. That's how Ozzy says the start of the upcoming documentary biography, The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne, begins. They say Oz or Ozzy, and if I walked down the street and someone said, John, I don't think I'd stop. The film, which airs on A&E at 9 o'clock tonight, offers an interior look at how the heavy metal pioneer thinks. He does he thinks? That's news right there. He breaks his life into 9 sections on this program that airs tonight, beginning with his difficult youth in Birmingham, England, through his chart-topping success with Black Sabbath, and as a solo artist and reality TV person. The connecting thread through his life is how Ozzy always comes back swinging after facing one seemingly insurmountable object after another, an obstacle that gets in your... He's like the Energizer Bunny? Getting fired from Black Sabbath, the death of guitarist Randy Rhoads, near-fatal ATV crash, and now he has Parkinson's. The documentary features new and archival interviews with the Osbourne family, Korn's Jonathan Davis, producer Rick Rubin, and a lot of other people, as well as Ozzy himself, who's now 71, scored a number 3 hit this year with his latest album, Ordinary Man. Is that what we're listening to? Cuts from Ordinary Man? Is that what this is?
Ordinary Man is the new one. I think he has a duet on there with Elton John. It's really an interesting album. Yeah. You wouldn't think of a lot of the pairings that he has on there, but yeah, it's good.
Ozzy hasn't seen the full documentary, or at least he hadn't before he did an interview with the Rolling Stone. He says the way director Greg Johnson, who's a producer on the Osbournes, framed his life has impressed him. Ozzy says as he looks back on all of his life's accomplishments, he now sees his story differently than he used to. So there's a TV note for A&E for tonight. What is it again? 9 o'clock? What time is it on 9
on
o'clock?
On A&E, 9 o'clock, yep.
Eastern, yep, okay. All right, 25 after the hour here on the Monday DJV program. Here's Britney Spears again in our focus. I know we talked about her last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
She's called for public scrutiny of the legal arrangement that's controlled various aspects of her life and finances for more than 10 years. Court-appointed guardian has been in charge of affairs since her public breakdown in 2008. Her father, whose name is Jamie, has filled that role for most of the time, but now Britney is trying to remove him, has argued the public has a right to know what's happening. Spears commenting, this was a sort of response to a motion from her father who wanted to seal all of the records in the case. Britney is vehemently opposed to this effort by her father to keep her legal struggle hidden away in the closet as a family secret. Her lawyer said that. At this point in her life, when she's trying to regain some measure of personal autonomy, she welcomes and appreciates the informed support of her many fans. Jamie Spears has also said, after a report every nickel and dime spent to the court every year, how the hell would I steal something? Spears, subject of this whole situation, the conservatorship since 2008. She was admitted to a psych ward. The arrangement is usually reserved for people with a diminished capacity to make decisions for themselves, but they don't usually last as long. In the filing, she indicates that she was happy for the conservatorship to continue, but she no longer wants her father to be in charge of her affairs and her $57, $58 million fortune. Hearing for her voluntary conservatorship request scheduled for November. So how'd you like to live in that circumstance? You have $50, $60 million, and you know, have any say over that, or where you live, or what your children are doing, that sort of thing. I think I wouldn't like it myself, frankly.
No.
28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weather on this Labor Day 2020 will be idyllic in the east, according to forecasters, with mid-80s and low humidity across much of that region. But the southwest will suffer under another day of a major heat wave. California's power grid operator is thanking folks for conserving power so far this weekend, avoiding the need for them to impose rolling blackouts. But they say such action is still on the table if power demand soars. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming a report from last week that a deal's been reached to avoid a government shutdown.
We'll do this separately from the CARES Act negotiations.
Mnuchin telling Fox News Sunday the agreement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is on a so-called clean continuing resolution, as in pork-free, and would probably last until after the election. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
President Trump saying on Sunday the Democrats, the media, and Big Tech's massive disinformation campaign are a danger to the nation. He said they all create fake stories and then push them like has never been done before, in his words. He tweeted it's even worse than the 2016 campaign. His remarks come after The Atlantic published a story quoting him as supposedly disparaging American soldiers who died in World War I. The Rochester, New York police chief says the people arrested during protests over Daniel Prude's death in that city are from all across the nation. LaRon Singletary says there have been arrests made where people have had addresses from as far away as Alaska. Meantime, the chief says he has not offered to resign, nor has he been asked to step down. The mayor, Lovely Warren, gave Singletary a public vote of confidence, saying he's the right person for the job. Prude died in late March after a spit hood was put over his head, and he was also held on the ground by several officers. And tennis player Novak Djokovic makes an early exit from a major tournament, now apologizing after he was disqualified from the U.S. Open for striking a line judge with a ball that he hit out of frustration. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At the hour here on the Monday EJV program. It looks like it's Labor Day.
Well, it is. It doesn't look like it.
In fact, it is. So, happy Labor Day. I guess that's, isn't that the greeting, Victoria? This
sure.
Seems most appropriate.
Yeah. And it's, you know, about being a worker and taking a day off, right?
Yeah. Right. Here we are.
Yeah. We don't relate to that, but sure.
With smiles, yes, no frowns here. Laughter rather than crying, health rather than sickness. Maybe if I have a chance, I'll tell you what happened to me last Thursday as to why I wasn't here on Friday. A lot of people have seen the post on Facebook, facebook.com/Doug Stephan. Although I think the picture of me in the hospital bed was on the DJV Facebook page as well. Anyway, we have a lot of things in the sports world here today, including the Kentucky Derby run.
Mm-hmm.
What actually happened? They've been running this race for 145 years at Louisville's Churchill Downs. A lot of extraordinary moments. So what happened this past weekend?
Well, this was the 146th running of the Kentucky Derby. This time, it was the first time without a crowd. So they had, because of COVID, it's been, they said that they just decided to not have anyone in the stands, which was probably better for the horses because it's such a loud crowd. But Tis the Law, who was the colt who was supposed to win, he was the odds-on favorite. He just barely lost to, he ran a great race. It really was an interesting race, but he just barely lost to a horse named Authentic. and that happened right at the end. So there will be no Triple Crown winner for this year, which is probably for the best, because no matter what happens with all of these races, the Belmont having already run, and then now the Derby and the Preakness is going to be in a couple weeks, everything's out of order, and so it would have been one of those asterisk years anyway. You know, with all sports, whether it's hockey or baseball, kind of cutting down the regular season and going right into the playoffs, if someone wins, you know, the Stanley Cup, or if you win, you know, if you win the World Series, there are always going to be people who are going to say, well, it wasn't a real win, you know, it wasn't a fully deserved win, because you didn't have to go through a whole season. And so it's I think it's kind of for the best that other horses are going to win in this series. So that was the big upset. Authentic came around. Tiz Law was the odds on favorite. So it was interesting to see that happen. And then the other really arguably the biggest story of the weekend.
Well, hold on just a sec, because I want to stay with this. Wasn't one of the reasons for the empty grandstands not only because of COVID, but because in this area, this is the Breonna Taylor area, and a lot of people were protesting all over the place.
Yeah, but I don't think that's why. They announced a while ago that there would be no fans in the stands, so that it's coincidental. Yeah,
right. This
it's coincidental that it did happen. Right.
Okay. All right,
there were extra police on hand because they were worried about protesters and things like that. So, yeah, but it seemed to all be okay. The big story that came out of the U.S. Open, which was pretty horrible. I don't know if you saw this video over the weekend, but at the U.S. Open, Novak Djokovic, who was basically had a clear victory path because Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal were both out, and so he had really no one in front of him except his own brattiness, really. And a lot of people are talking about it today. He defaulted on his second serve and took a tennis ball and just kind of like hit it into towards the back wall, and he wasn't aiming at anyone, but it was a stupid thing to do, and he hit a lines person directly in the throat. And so you see her in the video just collapsing down onto the ground, and you know, you can kill someone that way. That's a martial arts move. You dislodge someone's esophagus and they die. So this was a very serious thing. He was immediately disqualified from the tournament, and you can see him in the video running over to her and saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." But you know, a lot of other people who were commenting on this, James Blake, the former U.S. Open winner, you know, he said, look, the place that he hit this ball, if he was a little bit higher, he would have hit a camera person. So it's like either way, he had people in danger. He had people in his, you know, in the path.
Can you
of the
do
ball.
Something like that that is so obvious, though?
It was bratty. It was so bratty. And so he was disqualified for that. And he didn't talk to the press right away. And a few hours later, he issued an apology on Instagram. But it was a bratty move. That's all it was. And so he's no longer anybody's favorite, I don't think.
But he should be. He gets some award for being accurate.
Well, that's only if he was aiming
for her. To hit, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then the third big sports story is Lou Brock. And Lou Brock, who was one of the best hitters and base stealers in baseball history, he died on Sunday at the age of 81. And he's in the National Hall of Fame. He played 19 seasons in Major League Baseball, 16 of those for the St. Louis Cardinals. So he is one of only 32 players to hit 3,000 hits or more, and he has the second most stolen bases in MLB history. So lots of fans mourning his career, and apparently just, you know, they said he was an ambassador to the game. He had multiple generations of fans, and the St. Louis Cardinals said he will be deeply missed and forever remembered.
The other baseball news yesterday, those of you who may have been watching the Washington Nationals-Atlanta Braves Sunday afternoon game, noticed that the general manager of the Nationals was thrown out of the game because he wasn't wearing a mask. Did you see that?
No,
during
I
the
didn't.
Seventh inning, Rizzo was watching from the upper deck of the stadium. The umpire behind home plate, Hunter Wendelstedt, could be heard on the broadcast microphone saying, "You're out!" And he pointed up toward the stands. Got security. The cameras turned on Rizzo. He was standing alone, wasn't wearing a mask. He'd been yelling at the umpires apparently all through the game, saying things that were not complimentary about the umpires, and so there were no fans in the stadium. You know, one wonders, that is a pretty bold move for an umpire to take, frankly, but it's very clear on video what happened. And so, listen, I don't know that he was really ejected for not wearing a mask. He was ejected because the umpires were angry at him for yelling at him. At any rate, so there's that. Interesting, sports and what's going on in the health world, up to 35% of the Big Ten athletes who had COVID now show signs of inflammation of the heart muscle.
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
This story is really scary. You know, and there's so much pressure on college football, and that's why a lot of the big, you know, conferences have already backed out. And,
yeah.
You know, and look, to be honest, even the president has been tweeting about this. He's been talking about it. Everyone needs to open up your season, Big Ten, and, you know. And but no one's thinking about these are kids. No one's even thinking about their own health. And to see all of these, 35% of their heart muscles are inflamed.
I don't want people. I think football is an irresponsible, horrible, really creature.
Well, right, on top of brain injury,
now they've got,
no one. See, the scary thing about this, they've done MRI scans on all these students. These student athletes, and to show that the heart muscle is so inflamed, we know that COVID does that. It causes severe inflammation throughout the body, but to have their heart muscles be inflamed, and they don't even know what the long-term damage of that is. The doctors have admitted, these are all doctors from Penn State who've been working on this, and they say that they just have no idea how long it's going to last and what the long-term damage will be. That's pretty scary. If I was a parent of a college kid who was on the football team, I would be really concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this could affect your child for the rest of their life.
Yep. Well, certainly something to keep in mind. No question about that. And the other story here is from the NBA Hall of Fame, where Hall of Famer Steve Nash has now gotten himself a new job. He is the new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. 8-time All-Star, announced as the next head coach of the Nets late last week, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching is something I knew I wanted to pursue when the time was right. I'm humbled to be able to work with the outstanding group of players and staff here in Brooklyn. I'm excited about the prospects of the team on the court as I am moving into Brooklyn. Where do you live in Brooklyn? I don't know that much about Brooklyn. What's a good neighborhood in Brooklyn? You're a New Yorker, kind of.
Yeah. There are a lot of good neighborhoods in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is not what you think that it used to be. You know,
yeah.
It's very different now. It's basically an extension of Manhattan in
is
many
it?
Ways, which a lot of Brooklynites don't like to admit. But, yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty gentrified.
Well,
and then when the Barclays Center moved in, that became
right.
That whole neighborhood was a dump. And then the Barclays Center moved in, and every bit of property around it has gone through the roof.
Well, the Ratners, I know this because some of you have been listening to me for a long time. Remember Ellen Ratner? Her family, basically her brother, bought the Nets and built that big, huge stadium and then built a bunch of condos all around it. Basically, as you said, completely redeveloped the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that you wouldn't recognize it today. There's some skyscrapers there. Brooklyn, it sort of was, as I'm thinking about what was going on, I remember going into the stadium once with Ellen and having lunch with her brother there, and what you could see from the condos that were built there is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you buy a condo for a lot of money, but you got a seat, you can see all of the games, which is kind of, I guess, kind of a cool thing if you're basketball.
Well, one
fan.
Of the things about the Barclays Center, it was designed for basketball, and then later on they converted the floor into an ice rink, so they had the Islanders playing there. It was not great for hockey, but it's very good for basketball. And
yeah.
Jay-Z did all of the sound design. I've worked on some concerts at the Barclays Center. The sound is one of the best, if not the best, venue I've ever heard. It's
yeah.
incredible for concerts. So they did a great job. The whole building, the design of it, it's very, very smart. On all the levels where you would load in all the trucks because there's no parking. It's such a congested area. It's all Susie, like, you know, Lazy Susan kind of turnstiles, you know, on all the floors. It's really well designed. It's very cool. Yeah.
Good. All right, that's a good insight. The folks at Frito-Lay are rolling out their 2020 NFL kickoff campaigns, anchored by a star-studded TV commercial, "'Twas the Night Before Kickoff," and all through the house. Well, Andy Sullivan has the rest of the poem for you.
Frito-Lay knows that Americans are more excited than ever for the return of football, and their new commercial features pros and legends including Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Dak Prescott, and Marshawn Lynch. There's something magical about NFL kickoff, and the hilarious commercial relates the sense of wonder and excitement of the night before Christmas to the night before NFL kickoff. Keep an eye out for it during your next favorite game. Also, even though more fans are watching than ever before, the in-person experience will likely look different this year. Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, is helping fans bring the stadium experience home to become home gate heroes. Tostitos' new fan track bags, limited edition, custom bags featuring chip-activated motion sensors, automatically play fans' favorite chants with every bowl full of Tostitos to emulate the camaraderie from watching live in the stadium. Fans can enter to win one of 10 unique team designs by tweeting at Tostitos using hashtag HomeGateHeroEntry and tagging their favorite NFL team.
All right, so television news. I see that Anna Faris is going to leave Mom after 7 seasons. Why is she leaving?
No one knows. This is a big mystery. This happened. They were about to go back in to shoot for the next season.
Yeah.
And then this announcement came out that the star of the show has left. So I really don't know. Other than she and Allison Janney were in the middle of negotiating.
Did they get along well?
Apparently, yes. And yeah. So I don't think it has anything to do with that. It might just be some sort of negotiation tactic. Yeah. I don't know.
She's in the middle of the show, though, huh?
She is, yes. Yeah, and so they were in the middle of their contract that they just signed last year. So maybe, I don't know, maybe she wasn't happy with it anymore. I'm not sure. But it definitely took a lot of people by surprise. That's the number one sitcom on CBS, and it beats a lot of other networks, too. So it's kind of a big blow.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a big show. Kate McKinnon from SNL got a series order for Joe Exotic on NBC. This Joe Exotic, you guys are so excited about this. So
Tiger King, she's going to play Carol Baskin. It's going to be great.
Well, now you were talking about Carol Baskin last Thursday.
She's on Dancing with the Stars, yeah.
Yes. How did that go, by the way? Did you see the first episode?
I don't think it started yet.
Oh, I thought it was on... On Thursday night, I thought we were talking about it after Thursday afternoon. I lost touch.
I don't
with
yeah,
reality
I,
for a day right, or so,
mm-hmm. which we need to hear about. But yeah, I don't think it starts that. Until mid-September or end of September. They're in rehearsals right now. So
yeah.
And they've been caught on camera doing, you know, everyone's wearing a mask and they've got secret rehearsals happening. But
Joe Exotic, for those of you who don't know, like me, don't pay attention to it. One of the two highly profiled scripted series adaptations of the story. Of Joe Exotic and Nicolas Cage was Joe Exotic, right?
He's going to play Joe Exotic in a movie, and Tara Reid is going to play Carol Baskin in that movie. That's going to be a total train wreck, but it's going to be watchable. That's how much interest is in this story.
This is crazy stuff.
I know.
All right, let's see. As far as what's on. Tonight is concerned, you heard us talking perhaps earlier about Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
That's on A&E tonight. Anything else that you want to list?
Yep.
That's
if you're
9
just,
Eastern tonight on A&E.
Right. That should be good, actually. I might watch that. If you're into sports, the NBA playoffs, Game 5, Toronto Raptors versus the Celtics. And then following that game is going to be Game 3, the Clippers and the Nuggets.
Labor Day on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with an overview of what's going on in the world of technology. The SEC is investigating Robinhood, riding through the Glen. No, that's not the same Robinhood, apparently.
Right? No, this is the stock trading app, which I use and Jen uses here on the show, and it's become a very popular thing during the pandemic. One of the odd things that people have developed habitually is people who have not lost their jobs have decided to get into the stock market. Robinhood is an app that is extremely easy to use. You buy and sell your own trades. There are no fees for it. It's incredibly convenient, and possibly because of that level of convenience, the Security and Exchange Commission is now investigating Robinhood over its deals with high-speed trading businesses. So they're in advanced stages now of this investigation. And they're focusing on Robinhood's failure to fully disclose its practice of selling customers' orders to market makers. And that's apparently where they're getting into the weeds with
so
it.
So how does that work? What does that do? How does it affect your buy?
Essentially, what they're being accused of really is allowing Robinhood users to buy and sell stock faster than other people, so that they have these. They're kind of pushing these orders through, and it's. I don't know if they're going to win this or lose it, but apparently they could be forced to pay a fine of more than $10 million if the SEC decides to move forward with this and they want to settle. They haven't negotiated a fine yet, but it looks like it's going to be somewhere in the $10 million range. And they said that this is going to continue to go on in this investigation. Bloomberg reported that both the SEC and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority were investigating Robinhood and its handling of a day-long service outage back in March. So there are a lot of different regulatory issues here. I think when you don't have a broker, like a human broker doing this, I mean, E-Trade has been around for a long time. It's very regulated. Robinhood is a little loosey-goosey, and I noticed that when I first signed on to the app myself. The good thing is, if you are a user of Robinhood, this does not affect you. They're not coming after you. It's the way the company is structured. And I think a lot of people on social media kind of panicked over the weekend that if you're a Robinhood user, that, you know, you're somehow going to get caught up in this. And as of right now, that is not the case. It's not about the users. It's about the company itself. So, you know,
so I see
keep using
tech,
it if you want, but we'll see what
tech
happens.
Tech stocks didn't do well at the end of the week.
No.
NASDAQ off 5%, Dow down 800 points because of Apple. And is that what it is?
Yeah, it was a
sell-off.
Big sell-off.
Of tech,
yep.
Facebook, Microsoft,
look,
Alphabet.
Tech stocks, since the pandemic began, tech stocks have been just, you know, the major backbone of the stock market this year.
Yep.
And so, you know, and semiconductors and things like that are on the rise, probably coming in this fall. Alternative energy, also a huge prospect for this fall. But for right now, you know, in the month of August, typically stocks are always lower. And so it wasn't surprising that it was a big sell-off. It just kind of, for some reason, it did take everyone by surprise in the other sectors because it had a ripple effect. It was not great.
Okay. Fitbit has rolled out a new health monitoring smartwatch. Let's hear that story.
The Geek Out. Wearable health device leaders Fitbit recently rolled out the new Versa 3 as the next generation of the Versa line and a new one, the top-of-the-line Sense. Both are modern square-face devices with bright OLED displays, 6-day battery life, and external charging. It's the Sense, though, that works to compete with the Apple Watch, with sensors for doing EKG readings and another that takes skin temperatures, then combines that with other data to create some sort of stress level reporting. Both do all the other basics in terms of health monitoring, communications, and can even do contactless payments. The Sense is $329 and the Versa 3 is $100 less. Both go on sale soon, and we've tweeted the details over at the Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell's semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17% just like Dell employees on XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up, the Pentagon has sided with Microsoft. What's the deal here?
Microsoft stands to reap as much as $10 billion under a cloud computing contract with the Pentagon. They announced this deal on Friday, and the Pentagon's Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure will be used to store and process classified data dealing with the U.S. military. So Microsoft will be in charge of all of that. They intended to improve communication with soldiers on the field. They're going to use artificial intelligence to speed up war planning and tactics. But they've started out with a kind of a rocky start because Amazon claimed the bidding process was flawed and against them because Trump hates Amazon. So essentially that's where this began. However, eventually they did award this contract to Microsoft. So it'll be a legal challenge, but I think in the end Microsoft will win out.
All right. There's that wrap. A lot of things going on in the world of technology, and we try to keep you up to date with those items. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen here on today's DJV show at 15.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.